Welcome, lovely to see you, to be with you, and lovely to be. What is it that we are looking for? Peace and happiness. When there is peace, all is well. The peace that bypasses the mind, the peace of being, God's peace. On the surface, there may be all sorts of events thunderstorm, sunshine, earthquake, the body may be experiencing some pain. But the peace of being is not dependent on the weather. It's not dependent on the health of the body. It's not dependent on world politics. Because these are surface, superficial events. But when our peace and our happiness depends on anything. We are cooked. There is this metaphor of a large oak tree and a blade of grass. In the storm, the oak tree is standing tall and strong, but as the wind gets stronger, the oak tree is toppled down to the ground, while the blade of grass which is barely perceptible is still dancing in the wind. So when we take the position of being an oak tree, a large, solid oak tree, we better hold on tight to our roots, because that wind is coming. Somebody told me recently, I know I am not the body, I know I'm not a woman, a man, I know I'm not a person. I know I'm not an object. But I'm not satisfied because I need to know what I am. What is it that needs to know in this moment? What is it that is not known in this moment? The mind complicates things. While presence, or simply being, is not lacking anything. There is a freedom in the understanding that this I is this infinite beingness. The reality of being, the reality of our experience in this moment. That the mind, thoughts and perceptions, sensations, like a floating dream, the passing dream within this reality, the reality of being, the reality of presence. Which is, doesn't know the sense of lack. You have to go to the mind. You have to go to stories and images to experience the sense of lack. This is missing, and that is missing. It's a movement of thought with a belief in a separate I, the belief that I is some objective physical reality. But in being, in simply being, there is just being. Not being a woman or a man or somebody, a mother, a daughter. In this moment of eternity, this moment of eternity, which has no dimension. It's just awareness. Everything is complete, in perfect order, because there is no mind that is trying to impose its conditions. Here are my conditions. I want this and I want that. I don't like this and I don't like that. And this is how the sense of separation is formed. It is made out of these conditions. And these conditions, they reside in the body as feelings. I don't feel too good about this, I feel better about that. And this bundle of feelings make the sense of me. They compose the sense of me as a so-called person with who knows how things should be, how the world should be. It's a bundle of feelings, sensations within the body. They come together to create a sense of a physical entity. This physical entity is some sort of imaginary reality. It becomes our reality, but not really, because there is one reality, and that reality is not an object that is born and will die. It's the reality of being, the reality of consciousness. And yet we live as a person, we live as a woman, as a man. We believe and we feel we are this person. We are a limited form, a limited object. So we live as if we exist in the limitation of the world and the limitation of time and space. See, that's at the core of our being. We have adopted deep within us this belief of being a limited entity. Deep within us, there is this falsehood and as a result, the events in the world, the events in the body, they seem to affect us. There is an inner agitation. The surface, the events of the surface, they reverberate deep within us, and we feel agitated, concerned, worried, troubled. We don't want the world to be how it is. We want it to be peaceful. We struggle. We feel agitated when the world is agitated. We feel agitated when the body is ill or sick or agitated. We feel agitated when our children, our family, our parents are agitated. We become like a firefighter. We are constantly working on putting out the fires. One fire after another fire after another fire. There is no rest, no tranquility, no equanimity, no peace. Because we have objectified ourselves as a woman, as a man, as somebody. We've materialized ourselves. We've materialized consciousness, awareness, that which we are is this transparent beingness, intelligence, reality, which is not a male or female. The body, the world, thoughts, their appearances, like in your night dream, there are so many appearances. Butterflies and elephants, all sorts of appearances in your dream. But you are the dreamer. You are not an appearance. Similarly, in this moment, in the waking state, you are not a female or male appearance. You are that same reality. the reality of awareness, the same reality in the dream state, the waking state, the deep sleep state. You are not in the state. You are not an object in the state. You are the aware presence, the states that appear to you, like this perception is appearing to you. And that, the reality which perceives, is not an object, is not phenomenal, and is not disturbed, is not disturbable. You can only disturb a form, you can only disturb an object, but you cannot disturb consciousness. You cannot disturb reality. And you are this reality, you, who, that which hears these words, you know what you are. You know you are this consciousness, you know that. But you are playing the game of being a woman or a man. You have been acting like you are an object, like you are a body. But you know you are consciousness. You know that. And you know that there is one consciousness. There isn't my consciousness and your consciousness and his consciousness and her consciousness. It's one consciousness. You have never known any other consciousness. It's just one reality. It's a knowing reality. You know, I know. I know what I am. I know I am. I know I am that which I am. The amness. I am this amness, this presence, this beingness, whatever the words are. Not some object appearing in time. Appears in you. Appears in you. Right? Whenever you are disturbed, it's because you are assuming yourself at that moment to be somebody. As soon as you assume yourself to be somebody, a man, a woman, mother, father, the neighbor, the person, the full potential of unhappiness, the full potential of unhappiness is available for you. The full unhappiness of anger, jealousy, madness, sense of lack, depression, worry, is the full spectrum of the negative emotions is available to you because of that belief. It's the game we play. We play the game of being somebody. Consciousness is play, the play of consciousness. But consciousness also plays the game of knowing itself. The end of the roller coaster ride. The end of the roller coaster ride. And the celebration of life, of beauty, of friendship, of creativity, of love. The celebration of freedom, of being effortless being. Thank you.